Love him or loathe him, no one can dispute that Neil Goldschmidt is a powerful agent of change. It's equally clear that by appointing Goldschmidt and shaking up the Board of Higher Education, Ted Kulongoski has made his boldest and best move yet. Before the ink was dry on his letter of appointment, Goldschmidt zeroed in on the fossilized bureaucracy of the chancellor's office. It was exactly the right thrust. For the Oregon University system has been more intent on micromanaging Oregon's universities than in giving the schools needed freedom to innovate and distinguish themselves. Oregon's public universities have thus been getting the worst of two worlds: weak state financial support and strong central control. The Board of Higher Education has spent hours setting academic calendars for the state's universities. The schools can't do this for themselves, while sometimes failing to thoroughly check the references of college presidential candidates. Goldschmidt is also on target in trying to make it easier for poor students to go to college and, again, in forming strategic alliances between Oregon's community colleges and its universities. So far, so good. But I would suggest other targets of opportunity to strengthen the Oregon university system and, in turn, the Oregon economy. Perhaps the greatest need is for the state board to lift its sights from the mundane to broad educational objectives and use its legitimate power to help at least some strategically selected universities expand multidisciplinary courses in an ever more complex world. Southern Oregon University, for example, will for the most part never have the resources to match the in-depth science offerings of, say, Oregon State University. But it is located in one of the most biologically diverse regions of the U.S. The area's unique soils, flora, and fauna make it a perfect living laboratory for multidisciplinary classes and cross-disciplinary research of every stripe. Ethicists, historians, economists, government professors, sociologists, and natural scientists could come together to specialize in horizontal classes and research that would put SOU on the map, increase its enrollment, and spin off patented discoveries to the benefit of the Southern Oregon economy. Unfortunately, America's college departments tend to resist releasing their student majors for such interdisciplinary work. In higher education generally, academic departments are too often like silos, with little or no cross-referencing to other disciplines. Alas, the world their students will encounter is not so neatly compartmentalized. Ted Kulongoski and Neil Goldschmidt have launched a period of revolutionary change in higher education. The hope here is that they see the targets of opportunity many of us have observed during our years of teaching in the university classrooms. This is Les O'Coin.